in the next hour.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The government comes out with the May jobs report in about half an hour, and those numbers could be a crucial piece of data for the Federal Reserve to consider as it decides on raising interest rates again. Economists predict the employment report will show there were 160,000 jobs added last month. Army teams and other emergency crews continue to search for along a Fort Hood Creek for four soldiers still missing from a truck that overturned in the swift water yesterday, killing at least five other soldiers and injuring three. It happened during a training exercise on the sprawling Central Texas Army post. A Fort Hood spokesman says the truck was going over a crossing flooded by 2 days of intermittent heavy rains. Tomorrow marks day one of Metro's Safe Track project. And even though it only lasts for about 10 months, it could have a long-term effect on how Washington gets around.
Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Dinegar's concerned about a numbness that'll get associated with almost a year's worth of metro closures.
They'll figure out their different commutes that may affect ridership in the future.
More challenging than getting through SafeTrack will be winning customers back afterwards, he says. But in addition,
we're very concerned about the word that gets out to conventions that it remains positive that the Greater Washington region is open for business.
He says the tourism industry needs to get started on some very strong messaging.
More word needs to get out that we're not shut down for business. In fact, pardon our dust, we're making improvements.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump traded blistering attacks in speeches yesterday in California.
Now imagine Donald Trump sitting in the Situation Room, making life or death decisions on behalf of the United States. Imagine him deciding whether to send your spouses or children into battle.
Supposed to be a foreign policy speech. It was a political speech. Had nothing to do with foreign policy. She made a political speech tonight, folks, and it was a pretty pathetic deal.
California's primary is Tuesday, and the latest polls show Clinton will have to fend off a strong challenge by Bernie Sanders. We may learn today whether authorities in Cincinnati will file charges against the mother of that three-year-old who fell into the gorilla exhibit at the zoo last weekend. And meanwhile, the zoo is getting ready to reopen that exhibit.
Zoo officials say they've spent the last few days planning for modifications to that barrier that separates the visitors to the zoo from the gorilla exhibit. They say once those modifications are in place, they will reopen the Gorilla World exhibit on Tuesday.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. It's going to be a crowd of mostly atheists gathering tomorrow at the Lincoln Memorial. So why is Maryland State Senator Jamie Raskin, a practicing Jew, also going to be there?
He's one of many who believe that reason and scientific evidence should be used to legislate. And even though he's religious,
I've always been a big champion of the separation of church and state.
But he thinks the line between church and state has been getting pretty blurry.
We have people in America who are denying science and trying to ignore the reality of climate change and everything that we need to do in order to save the human species.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A number of doctors in California say they feel uneasy about prescribing life-ending drugs for the terminally ill under a new law that goes into effect next week. Some have already told their patients, no, they are not willing to play a role in intentionally ending a life. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,839, the NASDAQ at 4971. Sports, the Nationals look for their fifth win in a row tonight as they take on the Reds. The O's beat Boston. The Golden State Warriors take game one of the NBA Finals. WNBA, the Mystics are in Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's the big story?
Chris Plant.
Chris Plant. It is the craziest political season ever, ever in American history.
9 to noon.
All kinds of stuff to talk about
on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
The Reds.
And that's two more runs.
Last season, they swept the Nets out of Cincinnati. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy gets his hands around that one.
The Nats return with a new bat and looking for revenge. Red Menace versus Red Hot.
Goal!
Connect. National Dreads. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Driving out and about this morning, steer clear of 606. We have big delays each direction. First in Sterling, we're taking 606. If you're coming off of 28, heading over toward the Greenway, it's jammed. We have the crash past the Greenway near Commerce Street. Watch for police direction. They were holding up all traffic. That's in that direction. If you're coming north of 50 and passing Evergreen Mills Road, that's pretty much a solid lineup to the crash as well. So again, 606, not a good option either direction with this crash south of the Greenway. 66, the volume in Manassas and Centerville as we head past Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway, just scattered delays there. Leaving Springfield, Beltway through Annandale, stop and go. The delays to the Wilson Bridge actually easing. That's why we like some of these areas in the Friday morning commute, enjoying that. DC 295 northbound, heavy over the 11th Street Bridge to get into the slow traffic in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. 270 south after you get past 109, slowing in Gaithersburg and Rockville. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds and sunshine and warm for us here again today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. 69 tonight. Chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Woodbridge, 70 in Beltsville, 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. An anti-Trump protest in San Jose turns violent. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be talking to D.C. Councilmember, Chairman of the Metro Board, Jack Evans, about the effort to rebuild Metro, which starts this weekend. Are they ready? How are things shaping up? Then at 8:35, Brett Baer with the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You have said throughout this process that you will support the Republican presidential nominee. Now you have a presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. Will you support him?
Well, to be perfectly candid with you, Jake, I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to.
That was Paul Ryan early in May, right after Donald Trump had pretty much secured all the delegates needed to become the nominee for the Republican Party. And if you remember right, Jake Tapper continued to press Paul Ryan specifically on what he needs to hear to endorse Donald Trump.
I think what is necessary to make this work, to unify, is to actually take our principles and advance them. And that's what we want to see. Saying we're unified doesn't in and of itself unify us, but actually taking the principles that we all believe in, showing that there's a dedication to those, and running a principal campaign that Republicans can be proud about and that can actually appeal to a majority of Americans, that to me is what it takes to unify this party.
And so since then they've had some meetings. Remember they had the famous one here at the Russian Republican National Committee headquarters where, you know, like every media trigger, it acted like, you know, it was the O.J. Chase scene at the White Bronco. It was ridiculous. In the meantime, while Paul Ryan was contemplating how and if and when he would endorse Donald Trump, Sarah Palin jumped out and, well, made a threat.
I think Paul Ryan is soon to be cantered as an Eric Cantor.
Cantered. Yep. Well, yesterday the endorsement came. Paul Ryan, writing in his hometown newspaper in Wisconsin, said that he will be voting for Donald Trump. And it's interesting, what he really said in his endorsement was, listen, this isn't about two people. It's not about Donald Trump, and it's not about Hillary Clinton. It's about the future of our country. We have an agenda, we Republicans in the House. I'm the Speaker of the House. We have a very positive pro-growth agenda that's going to rein in the federal government and all of these things. We're going to be passing bills. We're going to be passing them with the Senate, and we're going to be sending them to Donald Trump's desk. We know Hillary Clinton will veto our agenda because she's running on the exact opposite. And he said, I am now confident that Donald Trump will help us Republicans on Capitol Hill pass these bills, make them into laws, sign them into laws, and actually have an effect on the country. So that's his endorsement. And I guess that's what he needed to do.
I wouldn't call that a ringing personal endorsement. I would say that he thinks that he is the best choice, given the things that he thinks Republicans should try to accomplish. That's fine. That's a good enough reason.
What did you want him to do? Ringing. I mean, like most Republicans in America, whether they're elected officials or not, Donald Trump was not his first choice.
No.
Most of us are in that place. That's the case. But guess what? He won. And here's the remarkable thing. A study out of the 538 blog. They're the blog. There's the pointy-headed statistical people who check out all these numbers and get things wrong a lot, but also get things right a lot. This is not a prediction. This is something they're just analyzing numbers. And the fact is that right now, according to polling data, 85% of Republicans in America have said they'll vote for Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
That, at this early on in the game, first week of June, only a few weeks after a presumptive nominee has clinched it, that is actually the highest number of Republicans saying that they would back a nominee this early, except for one election cycle. That was 2008 with John McCain. And John McCain had stitched up the election back in February,
Very early that year.
Yeah. So that's compared to 1980 Ronald Reagan. Only 80% of Republicans at this time in the 1980 election cycle said they would vote for Ronald Reagan.
Well, that speaks to a couple things. It speaks to, number one, hats off to Donald Trump for being able to accomplish that. Secondly, I think it speaks to the fact that one thing that Republicans are absolutely unified in, they do not want Hillary Clinton to become the president of the United States. They are so adamant about it. And so even if you have some qualms, you can swallow the qualms if the alternative is that woman.
That is absolutely, I think, the almost 100% of the coalescing around Donald Trump. It is the specter of Hillary Clinton as the president. And you know what? I get it. Yeah. Every time you have any arguments about whether Donald Trump will be the best man for the job and whether he's, going to be the guy, you can always go back to one thing. There's a whole lot of unknowns about Donald Trump, and that makes people very uneasy, and I get that. I'm uneasy about a lot of the unknowns about Donald Trump. But Hillary Clinton, there's no unknown there. We know exactly what we're getting with her.
Well, for me, I'll tell you, the thing that makes it very easy to support Donald Trump is the Supreme Court. I mean, when you think about the fact that we've got to replace Scalia, but actually the next president may replace as many as 3 or 4, some have said even 5 Supreme Court justices. Who do you want picking those justices? Do you want Hillary Clinton picking those justices, or do you want Donald Trump? And in my mind, it's an easy choice. It's a very easy choice. And that drives a lot of my thinking.
By the way, Donald Trump responded to this announcement from Paul Ryan yesterday with a tweet. I know that's shocking, isn't it?
Imagine
he tweeted
that.
His response.
He tweeted? He actually went to the
He said, so great to have the endorsement and support of Paul Ryan. We will both be working very hard to make America great again. That's what his tweet said. A source close to Ryan, according to this write-up in the from CNN, a source close to Ryan told CNN that the Speaker of the House made the decision earlier in the week, declined to speak on the discussions between he and Mr. Trump, saying that the op-ed speaks for itself. He didn't give Donald Trump a heads up. This was always going to be the Speaker's own decision on his own timeline. This happened a little earlier than I expected. I did expect it to happen before the convention. But here's what's important about Paul Ryan, in my opinion, of Paul Ryan coming out now, first week of June, before the California primary. Because, see, something's going to happen next week. By the end of next week, after the last primary, Hillary Clinton will be the presumptive nominee. The Democrats are going to start coalescing around Hillary Clinton. I know Bernie Sanders said that he's going to take this all the way to the floor.
Yeah,
and he's going to fight.
Yeah.
He's not going to fight the nomination. He's going to fight for platform. He's going to fight for rules changes. He's going to fight for maybe a vice presidential nominee. But I suspect that sometime in the days following Tuesday's primary in California, especially if he loses, Bernie Sanders is going to have a meeting with Hillary Clinton, and the coalescing around Hillary for the Democrats is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was critically important for Paul Ryan to make this announcement before that happens, because it looks like Trump and the Republicans have their house in order well before the Democrats are still in this split thing.
I think it was important for him to do that. I'm not sure I can buy into your Bernie-Hillary love fest. I don't think they're going to lock arms and sing kumbaya.
I don't think I said they were going to lock arms and sing kumbaya, Mr. Putting Words in My Mouth.
Well, I don't think he's going to be all that eager to support Hillary.
He might not be, but that's not what I said. I said he will support Hillary. There will be some sort of coming together. There won't be locked arms. There won't be singing kumbaya. And no, Bernie Sanders will not be eager to do it.
All right.
But he's going to do it.
Well, we'll take notes on this and see who's right.
It's 8:15 now. So many words you just put in my mouth. Mischaracterizing everything I said.
No.
Oh, yes.
I'm just paraphrasing.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Guys, coincidence? I think not. Last night, my children had an instrumental music concert and played Kumbaya.
Oh, there you go.
How was that? It was awesome. All right, let's get you out on the roads. Not so bad to the Wilson Bridge. In fact, lighter than normal, so we love the trip heading through that stretch of the Beltway through Largo. And no problems on 210, 5 through Clinton, Route 4. So that's where we're good. Not so good. We'll take you to Virginia on 606. We've been struggling with the crash. Initially, we had one northbound 606 Old Ox Road north of Evergreen Mills Road. Now the other one, the new one, second one, I should say, is going to be just south of the toll road, coming westbound 606 south of the toll road. They stopped traffic, and they're alternating using the northbound side. So very slow. If you can avoid 606, definitely want to do that. Broken down on the American Legion Bridge slows you out of Virginia. So the inner loop, as you head to the Legion Bridge, stay to the left to get by, and also slowing the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway just to merge up to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got variable clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon with the rain, looking at a 50% chance of rain, high of 83 degrees. Now, tonight we'll have scattered thunderstorms early in the evening and then fog developing late overnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, we're looking at a 40% chance of rain, scattered thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon again tomorrow with a high near 85. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, possibly severe thunderstorms through the day Sunday, high in the mid-80s. Once we hit Monday, though, it's going to be mostly sunny, high in the mid-80s. No rain in the forecast on Monday, but, well, what good does it do you? It's Monday. 8:17 on WMAL. The time is 72 degrees. Wait. The temperature is 72 degrees.
Yeah, the time is 8:17.
Happy Friday.
Well, listen, Jack Evans is the man that is very much in the news right now, member of the D.C. Council. Of course, the chairman of the D.C. Metro Board, or the Metro Board, and they've got a big rebuilding effort that starts this weekend. He joins us now on the line. Councilman Evans, thanks for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
All right, so you begin it this week, and do you think that people are aware of just how bad it's going to be? A lot of stories that I'm seeing, and my own personal sense is that a lot of people don't quite understand how difficult it's going to be come Monday morning.
You know, I think you're right. There's an awareness, but until it actually happens, I'm not sure people are actually focused on it. I can only impart to everyone, please, on Monday, make alternative arrangements, leave early, do all the things you need to do in order to get to work on time. We don't actually know what's going to happen. You know, we're going to be closing down parts of the rail system. We're putting extra buses out on the street. The district, yesterday we had a press conference outlining some of the measures we're taking. But until we actually do it, it's going to be hard to determine in what level of inconvenience people are going to be faced with.
Here's what I'm not understanding with regard to the district's response to this. It's they're getting more circulator buses going, and they're increasing certain aspects of the bike share program. But how does that help people from Vienna or out in Reston and other places getting into the city? They're not going to be riding bikes, and there's no circulator buses down there. I mean, what's the solution for people who are commuting in from Northern Virginia?
Well, each of the jurisdictions are in charge of making the ridership less inconvenient. So I'm not aware of what they're doing out of Northern Virginia or in Maryland, but I do know that they've been working hard on it as well to come up with alternatives. So we'll have to see what they do. Maybe more buses to get to the subway system to go around the problems where we're having the construction. So it's going to take a real coordinated effort. And again, I think once we get into this, it'll probably work better than it will on the first day.
You have privy to the background preparations that are underway to get ready for this rebuilding effort. Do you have confidence that you can keep this thing on track, on schedule, and on budget?
Yes, I do. I think there's a real heightened sense of urgency now with Metro, with the three jurisdictions, with the federal government, that this needs to get done. So we will work very hard in a very efficient fashion to get these repairs made. But I want to warn everyone, a year from now, the system will be safer and more reliable, but we are not going to have a brand new system. We have a long way to go to get this system back to the level it was when we first opened. So it's going to be better, but it's not going to be fixed the way we want it to be.
Well, what will it take to get it fixed the way you want it to be?
It's going to be ongoing maintenance going on for a long, long time, maybe without the inconvenience of the closings that we are doing now, the surges, et cetera, but it's just going to be ongoing maintenance. I don't know when, if ever, we're going to get back to having the system open until 3 in the morning because we're going to really need that track time to make the repairs and keep the upgrades going. Remember, the reason this happened, there's lots of reasons, but one of the main reasons is the lack of access to the rail system. And now that we're closing parts of it, we're not doing night service after midnight, it gives us better access to it.
So,
but still, it's a daunting job. And not to keep going on this, one of the things we're not addressing at all right now are the new train cars. We're buying 12 a month, 144 a year, but we have 1,200 cars in the fleet, and most of them have to be replaced. And so that's another aspect of this whole area of reliability that we're addressing, but it's going to take time to do all that.
So for decades, taxpayers have been funding Metro, and our understanding has been that ongoing, effective, competent safety and maintenance has been part of the budget, that's where the money has been going. And clearly, people have now lost their jobs, and clearly, based on what you have said now that you've become chairman, and what Mr. Wiedefeld has said now that he's become general manager, is that there was a problem up until this point, and now things are going to get better. But yeah. Can we look back and talk about some people who had jobs where they were obviously mismanaging taxpayer funds and not doing the job that they were hired to do? That's a misappropriation of government funds, isn't it? I mean, where is all of the maintenance that was supposed to have happened during this time?
It's a great question, and I've asked it a couple of times, haven't had a chance to focus as much as I would like, as of other board members who are new, is what happened? I left the board back in 2000, 1999, actually. System was working quite well. It was relatively new at the time. And in that 15-year period, how did this thing fall apart? Was it the general managers who came and went? Was it the board who came and went? The lack of focus, the inability to make hard decisions like we're making now and saying, no, we have to close parts of the system down and keep it in repair. I think there's a whole array of things that at some point I'm going to find out what happened and who's responsible and how did this fall into such a state of disrepair. It's very frustrating to me, who was involved in building the system, to now come back and see that those charged with taking care of it didn't do a very good job at all.
Listen, I think your heart's in the right place, but I just got to ask you, if you don't understand what went wrong, how could you make sure you're not going to let it happen again?
Well, again, it's not that we don't understand what went wrong. As I mentioned to you, they didn't maintain the system. They didn't replace the wires, so to speak, the cables, the tracks, and everything. And secondly, they didn't allot for the amount of time necessary to do all that. And what I'm concerned about is who were they making the decisions and why did they make the decisions they did? I'm guessing it's because they didn't want to inconvenience the public. You saw what happened a couple months ago when I suggested that we may have to close a line for 6 months. I mean, people went apoplectic, and yet here we are, really closing parts of lines for the next year, not far off the mark of what I was talking about. And so I think there was a resistance in the leadership at Metro to take the hard decisions that would have been criticized. I think it maybe took the closing of it for 29 hours to get people's attention that this is a long process and it's going to take a while to fix the fundamental flaw that you hear me talk about constantly of having built a two-track system that now is coming back to haunt us because you cannot fix a two-track system without closing down parts of one track or both tracks. So it's a daunting task. We're going to get there, but it is a daunting task.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans, thank you so much for joining us here on WMAL.
Good luck to everyone.
All right.
824 on WMAL.
Good luck.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
The Novec team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it looks like crews just made progress on the American Legion Bridge leaving Virginia. Interloop side, we had the broken down. Was blocking the right lane, but as VDOT crews are moving the cameras, it looks like that right lane has just been reopened. However, delays coming out of Tyson's and off of the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway. Also, interloop of the Beltway leaving Springfield toward Annandale. Stop and go, but lanes have been open there. 606 has been a struggle this morning. Looks like they're trying to get additional lanes now open on 606 south of the toll road. That has been slow in each direction for the crash. Delays to the Wilson Bridge cleared out. We're still pretty much jammed topside from 95 to George Avenue, and a little bit of volume each direction through Greenbelt. 270 has been about to stop and go, still with us. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A rather active weather pattern for us here through the weekend. Scattered mainly afternoon showers and storms today, 83. Chance for more showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 826.
A former First Lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Let's face it, no one loves mosquitoes. After all, they suck all the fun out of spending family time outside. But now you can get even by creating a mosquito no-fly zone around your home. With the help of your friend from Terminix, our expert mosquito service delivers more than a barrier or repellent. We'll reduce mosquito populations in treated areas by more than 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. Plus, we come back every 4 weeks to keep them down. For a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution, call Terminix now at 1-800-700-8926. Long, warm, sunny days are returning, but so is mosquito season. So take control of your yard with a mosquito no-fly zone from Terminix. Terminix Mosquito Service uses a natural active ingredient that kills mosquitoes, but is safe around people, pets, and food. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution at 1-800-700-8926. That's 1-800-700-8926.
You always hear people say, take control over your own health. Well, a virtual physical is the first step in achieving that goal. And that's exactly what a recent patient did. A 31-year-old woman came into virtual physical because she was having mild headaches. She was scanned, and they found a golf ball-sized tumor. She's doing okay, but only because of early detection. A virtual physical can detect things you don't know about before it's too late. A total body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, is a significant risk factor for a stroke. If you want to know what's happening with your health, the virtual physical body scan is just what you need. As we all know, early detection gives you a better chance for successful treatment. So be your own health advocate. Call today. Tell them you listen to WMAL and you'll get $150 off your total body scan. So call now. 301-984-9009 to schedule your appointment. That's 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll check in with Fox News Network's Brett Baer, get a preview of this big California primary for the Democrats.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. In just a few minutes, the Labor Department is set to release the May employment report.
There's a consensus among economists. The jump in hiring for May will be around 165,000, with new net jobs at a lower level than otherwise might be expected. Analysts still think there might be a tick down in unemployment to 4.9%.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. Five soldiers from Fort Hood are dead and four more are still missing after a truck overturned along a flooded Fort Hood Creek during a training exercise.
There's a group of about 12 soldiers riding in a large tactical vehicle, which kind of resembles a pickup truck with an open bed in the back. We're told that that truck was passing through a low-lying area. This was an area that was hard hit by heavy rains yesterday, flash flood waters very intense, and that the truck overturned, those 12 soldiers spilling into the water.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says TSA, Homeland Security, MWA all need to do spend a little bit more time on Google. This after it was revealed that an accused Somali war criminal has been working as a security guard at Dulles Airport.
They have other systems that they put them through. He apparently wasn't in these systems, but he was in Google. That doesn't cost the government anything.
Comstock told CNN she hopes that right now, MWA is doing a Google search on all airport employees. Donald Trump's calling Hillary Clinton's foreign policy speech a hit job aimed at him.
I watched Hillary today. It was pathetic. It was pathetic. It was so sad to watch.
Clinton's speech was a brutal broadside against Trump, who she says is, quote, temperamentally unfit to be president. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,839, the NASDAQ at 4,971. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They open a series in Cincinnati tonight. The O's earn a split of their four-game series with Boston. NBA Finals, Golden State wins game one. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Here's to the moment all those late nights paid off, the moment you took your career up a notch, the boss put you in charge of a project, The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 13th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/starttoday. That's umuc.edu/starttoday.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. The May jobs report just out. The Labor Department says employers added just 38,000 jobs, but the unemployment rate falls to 4.7%. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County, a little bit better, but still watch for delays on 606 southbound south of the Greenway. That's where we had the crash. Still see some activity off out of the travel lanes. 606, big delays as you're coming off of 28. So be prepared for that. Expect the extra time. On the American Legion Bridge, inner loop, the broken down, now cleared, but still watch for delays out of Virginia near, actually before the toll road now as you push north of I-66 toward the Legion Bridge, but the broken down now towed out of there. Sound like a broken record in Maryland here trying to get in and out of Burtonsville with the signal light problems, short timing on 29 Columbia Pike at Green Castle Road. It's giving us delays in each direction this morning. Crash on the southeast, southwest freeway, affecting everybody, both coming off the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. The crash is westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. And watch for police there. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An approaching cold front will increase our chance for showers and storms here through the weekend. Mostly cloudy and warm today with scattered mainly afternoon and evening showers and storms. High 83. More showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 73 in Alexandria, 73 in Germantown, and 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
I want to thank James Rosen, your correspondent, for bringing this to my attention. Because if he hadn't, a couple of weeks ago, I would never have known that that this occurred. So, first of all, kudos to him. And he's a journalist that I have great respect for.
That's State Department spokesperson John Kirby yesterday on Fox & Friends talking about this Glitchgate story that was uncovered by James Rosen over at the Fox News Channel. This is a big deal. And to help me explain why it's a big deal, joining us for our regular weekly conversation is Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, host of Special Report. Brett, look, in this town, you have to deal with public officials, and there has to be a level of trust between reporter and public officials. And what we found out and what James discovered was that a really crucial packet, a snippet of video, had been removed, excised by somebody at the State Department because it was a little embarrassing. And they were trying to alter the transcript or the official record, the official video record of that event to sort of keep some stuff from being played up, I guess, later on, and James discovered it. John Kirby was very nice there, but Jen Psaki was not so nice.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jen took it personally that she was getting questions about who was behind it, and you had an on-the-record statement about attacking her credibility and integrity, and I think, and it was a much different response than obviously.
But in fact, I don't think James was actually on the show the other day talking about this, and I watched very carefully the coverage of this. I don't think he did attack.
No, he didn't. That's what I mean. It just kind of came out of the blue. I mean, he sent her an email to ask about her statement that she put out right away, that she didn't alter the transcript, and obviously this dealt with the video,
right?
And anyway, the bottom line is it's serious for this reason. You know, people look at it and say, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that if you have an administration that is going back and we believe that was edited, they said, on the day that it happened, and taking out 8 minutes of a video from a briefing, because in it the spokesperson acknowledges that, yeah, they did lie when they previously said that there were no government-to-government negotiations with Iran. And the reason James kind of found that out is because it was a story about Ben Rhodes, you remember, the Deputy National Security Advisor, who the big, long story that he was kind of touting how he had pulled one over, and the administration had, on reporters, mm-hmm. to get the Iran deal through. James sent his producer to look back at that briefing, and they couldn't find the exchange and realized it had been excised out.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, I would love to get your take on the events in the Republican Party over the course of the last 4 weeks. You know, the narrative right after the Indiana primary was, well, looks like Trump's the presumptive nominee, but there's this huge Never Trump faction, and the Republican Party is more splintered than ever. Fast forward to yesterday, Paul Ryan comes out, gives the endorsement. Latest poll shows that 85% of Republicans have now coalesced and said they will vote for Donald Trump. And the best the Never Trump crowd can get is David French, really nice guy, but he's a columnist for National Review. I don't know if he's going to be necessarily a real threat as an independent candidate. Are you surprised that this has sort of turned the way that it's turned in Trump's favor?
Yeah, I'm not surprised that much of the party has kind of come to the realization that he's going to be the nominee. I wonder about, you know, enthusiasm about getting out, you know, the base conservatives and where they are as far as, you know, the Trump organization. I do wonder about that. I think that Hillary Clinton is probably going to have some sort of a bump when she finishes her process. And how that plays in the swing states is really what matters. But Trump, listen, he has been reaching out, but he hasn't really changed his approach to how he's going about campaigning.
Brian, you know, you just mentioned the Hillary Clinton. Brian and I had a mini debate in the last half hour. I think that after the California primary, there's going to be some sort of meeting between the Sanders and Clinton campaigns, and Sanders is going to come out with a tacit endorsement pretty quickly within the week. What do you think is going to happen there?
If she wins, but if Bernie Sanders wins,
well, that's just the thing.
I think that this continues on. And frankly, the biggest part about the Bernie Sanders movement heading into Philadelphia in the Democratic Convention is the fight that's going to happen on the platform that will really be, I think, kind of embarrassing for the Democratic Party. Because, why do I say that? On issues like Israel, there is going to be a fight.
Yep.
On these big issues that Hillary Clinton is not going to sign on to, and yet the platform is going to be voted on and may actually go the Sanders people's way.
All right. Very quickly, I know that, you know, when I worked over at the Fox News Channel, you spent endless hours preparing for convention coverage.
Yeah.
And I know you're doing that now. And I just got to wonder, how much attention are you paying to the possibility of riots at both of these conventions?
We're definitely factoring it in, and we have a team of correspondents and producers who will be out and about. We've got we've talked about security, and we're dealing with the both conventions. It's a factor, and I mean, we've just gotten a little taste of it, as you know, along the way. But I think it'll be a big factor once we get to both of those places. I think the conventions themselves, like I said, the platform fight in both places is going to be interesting. Candidates don't usually pay attention to platforms, but it'll just be where the party is. And then, you know, the show itself, is going to be quite something in Cleveland.
Yeah.
If you think about Donald Trump, he's probably going to make it at least very watchable.
I want Gary Busey involved. Brett, this is a little awkward and embarrassing, but let me just sort of translate Brian's question for you. When things get nasty, have you got our back?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, good.
Come on, yeah,
can I borrow a gas mask?
Of course.
I left Fox News, I had to turn in my gas mask, and I've regretted that decision ever since.
We've got the Fox News Channel gas mask.
All right, thank you very much,
Brett. It's 844 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You betcha. Thanks, Larry. And heading on the southeast southwest freeway westbound, as you're coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, the crash is going to be after the 3rd Street Tunnel, which for police at the scene here. So, as a result, the 11th Street Bridge is slow, 295 each direction, picking up delays. Also, had a lot of volume this morning heading northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, that entire length out to the light to go to New York Avenue. Also, with this crash on the freeway, slows us coming out of Virginia, checking out a lot of that activity. We are heavy on the George Washington Parkway now. Unfortunately, those delays beginning at the overlooks to head over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. We now have a crash reported on the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. On the American Legion Bridge, the broken down cleared, still slow out of Virginia. That was on the Interloop side. And in the Loudoun County area, 606 southbound, south of the Greenway, crash should be to the shoulder and just trying to recover. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds and sunshine and warm for us here again today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. 69 tonight. Chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees at 847.
There is a very troubling story in today's Washington Times about a smuggling organization that has helped people from Mideast countries get to our southern border and in some cases into this country. This is based on some documents, apparently, that were obtained by Representative Duncan Hunter of California and shared with reporters. And the story is troubling. It talks about how this very elaborate smuggling network has allowed at least a dozen people from places like, they're Palestinians, Pakistanis, and one Afghan man, to the either right up to the door of the border where they were caught, or in some cases, they got under the Arizona fence and 15 miles into this country before they were captured. But there are very troubling details as you dig deeper and deeper into this story. The Afghan official is a man who is, quote, involved in a plot to conduct an attack in the U.S. and or Canada. Now, they got him in custody. But there were a number of Pakistanis, I believe it was, yes, Pakistanis, who, once they were captured by the Border Patrol people, said, we want to make a claim of us. We need a request asylum. And so the Border Patrol said, okay. And they let them go. And now they have no idea where they are. They've completely disappeared into the United States. People from an area of concern in this country, people who might not have the best interest of this country at heart, simply said, we want to request asylum. And the Border Patrol said, well, okay, if you request asylum, we're supposed to let you go. And they let them go. How troubling is this?
Yep.
So, look, first of all, troubling that this network exists, and very troubling that they had such a difficult time holding on to these people.
I'm shocked that the Border Patrol even interceded. They got 15 miles into the border, and then the Border Patrol grabbed them. But here's the problem. They didn't have federal databases synced up with the Border Patrol and Homeland Security. So they had no idea who they were arresting. They didn't know if the group was considered a problem or not. They had no way of knowing. And the Department of Homeland Security, they put their hands up. They say, oh, I don't know. And so they claim asylum. They say, oh, absolutely, we'll give you asylum. They just broke our law. Five Pakistani dudes, along with an Afghan guy who's on a terror watch list, they just crawled under the fence in Arizona, made it into our country illegally, asked for asylum, and it was granted, and now we have no idea where they are.
No idea where they
are. And you wonder why, when Trump says he wants to build a wall, people cheer.
Yeah. It's 8:49.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Hi, Jason Stapleton here. Are you interested in political talk without all the rhetoric? You can find it on my podcast, The Jason Stapleton Program. We get 5-star ratings from iTunes because I keep it simple. Straight talk about the issues without the left or right leanings and bloated opinions. The Jason Stapleton Program is about American individualism, liberty-oriented discussions, and the clarity to think for yourself. Go to newlibertytalk.com and listen now. That's newlibertytalk.com.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The Retirement Professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-407-4143. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-407-4143. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-407-4143. That's 1-800-407-4143.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Is there such a thing as a good death? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. For most people, the culmination of a good life is a good death. Though what exactly that means is up for debate. Researchers at UC San Diego surveyed peer-reviewed studies defining a good death, ultimately identifying 11 core themes associated with dying well. The top three themes for patients, family members, and healthcare providers were preferences for specific dying processes, pain-free status, and emotional well-being. Now, patients more often cited religion, spirituality, as being more important than did family members of the dying, who believed dignity and life completion were more critical to a good death. Healthcare providers tended to represent a middle ground between patients and family members. Death is obviously a controversial topic, said the study's senior author. It's important to speak honestly and transparently about what kind of death any of us would prefer. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We still have two big problems causing big delays getting into town. First, on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, the crash westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. They were trying to get the last of it over to the shoulder. Still slow, though, coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. Off of the 14th Street Bridge, you were checking out the activity. Also, as we've been talking about this morning on Independence Avenue, the crews were given the permission to continue the road work through the rush hour, and that's why we have such big delays still. As you come off of Ohio Drive onto Independence Avenue, only the right lane before you get to 14th Street gets by. So this affects everyone coming off of the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, off of the George Washington Parkway, trying to merge again to Ohio Drive and Independence Avenue. Lots of more volume on Constitution Avenue as well. Loudoun County, just a quick note, southbound on 606 south of the Greenway. Crash should be to the shoulder, but still slow. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, one of U.S. News and World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds and sunshine and warm for us here again today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. 69 tonight. Chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 73 degrees right now at 8:57.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone, and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on, now and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter Sarah continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the DC metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry. One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell 3 times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Guarding your nest egg with Mike Lester.
When you sit down with someone for the very first time, or even a client that you've been working with for many years, what's their idea of a perfect retirement?
The number one thing that people would like to be able to do in retirement is all of the things that they had imagined without too many worries.
Join Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management for Guarding Your Nest Egg Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Well, Monday we'll be back, and we'll be watching very closely to see how Metro performs as they try to rebuild the system.
And we'll be watching very closely to see how Chris Plant performs over the next 3 hours.
That's right.
Chris, what are your plans?
Well, I think a little mayhem. The left was showing its colors and burning ours yesterday in San Jose, California. CNN spent 23 seconds on it this morning, in the middle of which they described the protests as mostly peaceful.
Oh, my God.
Mostly peaceful. I kid you not. And Hillary Clinton attacks.